State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Every parent knows that raising a child doesn't always go according to plan. Today, we're going to hear from a mom who's had to change her plans more than a few times to do what's best for her daughter. And this is one of those times where I'm just going to turn it over, and you'll hear the rest of the story in her own words.
Are you going to eat?
I'm Kayla McQueston, and my daughter is Bea Foster. She turned one on May 31st. She's amazing. She's full of personality. She's a little diva sometimes.
There we go. Good job.
The first semester of my senior year of college, I had her. Timed it perfectly, actually. It wasn't planned, but it ended up being perfect. When I had her, I was able to stay home with her all summer. And then I went back to school to finish, and so I graduated, and now I just stay home with her while her dad, Kyle, works. I love it. I never thought I would stay home, but here I am. Like, after seeing how hard it was to leave her when I had to go to school, I realized I couldn't do it, and so we talked it over, and we realized that really it made the most sense to stay home with, like, how much childcare costs.
Not soap?
Yeah, I've got $38,000 in student loans. And those kick in soon. So, that'll be, it's going to be, I think, $400 a month for, like, something ludicrous, like 18 years. And I mean, we are on food stamps right now. We tried to go, you know, without it for a long time, and then food is just so expensive, especially if you want to eat healthy, and now that she's, you know, eating real food and stuff. And so it was like a big thing for us to, like, finally swallow our pride and realize, okay, we need to do this. Yeah, my phone. You heard my phone. Should I see it? It seems like people who are on food stamps, like, a lot of people seem to think that they're taking it for granted and stuff like that. And so we were hesitant to do it at first because we didn't want, you know, to be seen that way or come across like we were trying to take advantage. I purposely go out of my way to make sure that when I go get food with it, that it's healthy food and I don't get pop or anything with it. Just, you know, because I don't want to be one of those people.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.